When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Have you ever heard of racing thoughts? Racing thoughts are a symptom or part of the diagnostic criteria of a manic episode. It can also be during a mixed episode as well. For me, my racing thoughts, if you haven't ever heard of racing thoughts before, let me just go take a step back and explain them. When you have racing thoughts, it's like your mind is in overdrive, your thoughts are going so fast, and the world around you is going so slow. Let me give you an example here. Let's say you're chatting with someone and you're just having a conversation. Racing thoughts for me would be, okay, we just spoke about the weather. Now we're talking about movies. Now we're talking about something else completely. And instead of actually being in the moment, in the present, I have to think about what I've said so I don't forget, so I can be a part of the conversation. When the thoughts get going so fast that I can't keep up, then it's a flight of ideas where I just cannot control. The interesting thing about racing thoughts for me is that I still have them to a degree when I'm stable as well. Actually, when I take my meds, they help regulate the speed of my thoughts. And what I mean by this is at nighttime, my thoughts are still going, they're flying, but when my meds kick in about an hour, hour and a half after I take them, my thoughts slow down, and then I'm able to get to sleep. But if I don't take my meds, I will be up because my mind will just keep going with no stop. The biggest thing I want you to understand about racing thoughts is that it's not something we can control. I can't control the speed of how fast or how slow my thoughts are going. Generally speaking, when you're depressed, your thoughts are going so slow that you zone out. You can't make light of which end is up and which is down. And it's that point where it's basically the exact opposite of racing thoughts. And then racing thoughts are in mania, and another term is flight of ideas when it gets really intense and they're going so fast, you just cannot keep up with it. And a lot of times you'll find that the person with racing thoughts gets very irritable because when you're talking to them, their thoughts are going so fast and they expect you to keep up with them. But racing thoughts, it's a real thing when it comes to bipolar disorder, and it's part of the intricate complexity of bipolar disorder.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.